This is Morning Edition. 27 years ago, the red wolf made history in eastern North Carolina. When four mating pairs were released into the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge, it was the first species determined to be extinct in the wild to be reintroduced outside of captivity. 100 or so wild red wolves now roam across five counties in eastern North Carolina, including three wildlife refuges, a naval bombing range, and private farms. It's an area larger than the state of Delaware. But now, the Red Wolf Recovery Program is at a crossroads. A federal review is underway that may once again render the red wolves extinct in the wild. Dave DeWitt reports.
Hank and Betty seem like they're in a pretty good mood today. It stopped raining and the sun is poised to peek out between the loblolly pines that surround their den. And their caretaker, Kim Wheeler, has brought them a snack.
So there's Betty. And there's my Hank.
As the director of the Red Wolf Coalition, Wheeler cares for these two captive red wolves at their enclosure just south of Columbia. She often brings groups of tourists here to see the mating pair and learn more about how the species behaves.
She's certainly more active than he is, but just to watch her, just sit here quietly. I mean, the way they move through this enclosure is so quiet. You could just imagine them in the wild and how they move around undetected.
The red wolves are top-level predators here in the isolated coastal plains in and around Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge. They eat mostly rodents, white-tailed deer, raccoons, and some wild turkey. And they are definitely stealthy. Kim Wheeler has been here 9 years and only seen them twice in the wild, but she hears them quite a bit.
I love their howl, and to know that that sound would have gone extinct if the service had not stepped in to do something to restore this animal is kind of an amazing thing when you stand there and hear that and know that that could have been erased from this planet.
Keeping the red wolf howling in the wild has not been cheap. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recorded these wolves near the Alligator River and has spent nearly $30 million since the start of the recovery program. For all of those 27 years, it's been a constant struggle to manage breeding and keep red wolves off of private lands. And those landowners have been skeptical of the recovery program almost from its inception. But lately, as both the wolf population and general anger with the federal government has grown, the situation has come to a head.
All right, everybody ready?
About 100 or so people are crammed into the cafeteria at Matamuskeet High School on a stretch of isolated highway in Hyde County, sitting around tables normally reserved for hungry teenagers. They're here for a public comment session as part of the federal review that will determine the future of the Red Wolf Recovery Program. Wade Hubers, a local farmer, kicks things off.
I want the Red Wolf Program done away with. I'm no biologist, but I know that if you put red wolves on the refuge and there's no food supply, they're not going to stay there.
Since the first wolves were introduced in 1987, roaming off of the refuge has been a problem. But another challenge is more recent, coyotes. As they have across the country, the coyote population in eastern North Carolina has exploded. Here, they've both fought with and bred with the red wolves. There's no hunting season on coyotes in North Carolina. They can be shot anytime, anywhere. But coyotes look similar to the protected red wolf, just a little smaller, with different shaped ears and snouts. So accidental shootings are common. Sometimes they're reported to the Fish and Wildlife Service. More often, they aren't. Since the beginning of 2013, 11 red wolves have been killed. Earlier this year, the Southern Environmental Law Center sued to make coyote hunting illegal in Hyde, Beaufort, Washington, Dare, and Tyrrell counties, the five counties in which red wolves roam. Last May, Judge Terrence Boyle issued an injunction in those counties on coyote hunting while the case is pending. That further infuriated landowners, like Lynn Clayton Jr. from Hyde County, who says there's no such thing as a purebred red wolf.
You know the red wolf cannot be a full-blooded. He must have at least a little bit of Mexican blood in him. He won't stay on his side of the border.
Not all of the commenters were as insensitive. Roger Seal lives in Rocky Mount but owns land in several areas, including one tract in Hyde County on which he hoped to cultivate wild turkey. By his estimate, he spent $8,000 a year over several years on food and clearing large trees and vegetation to try to build a wild turkey population he could hunt.
But when I started checking my field cameras, trail cameras, I'd see turkey, see wolf.
Within about a year after he spotted the first red wolf on his trail camera, the turkeys were gone. He blames the red wolves. Seal says hunting in the area is depleted, forcing recreational hunters to go elsewhere and having a negative impact on an area with very little economic activity.
I don't want any animal to go extinct, but I also don't want the protection of an animal to affect the personal landowner.
The private firm leading the review of the Red Wolf Recovery Program will issue a report next month. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will make a final decision on the future of the wild red wolf and whether its distinct howl will continue echoing across the coastal plains of North Carolina sometime early next year. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.